It's been a hard couple of months, very, very hard. It's probably been the hardest in my adult life, to be honest, some of the problems that we've had to face. You know, it would be nice to have communicated a bit more with the fans, but it wasn't our football club at that time to do so, and I do understand the problems that the administrators were going through and, you know, the hurdles that were changing, two steps forward, three steps back in some cases. But before we even talk to you, I'd just like to say thank you to all the fans, the supporters' trust, the fan base. The collection that they did was outstanding. The local community, the council, you know, the support that we've had as a football club, you know, has been absolutely outstanding before the season's even started.
Yes, the fans helped you with that financial input, but also that has to be a key indicator to you, Shahid and John Leppard, that the fans wanted this club to survive, and that's going to be a key element of driving you forward in the next few months that aren't going to be easy.
That was never a doubt. I was here the day when the club went into administration, and the feedback I was getting on the day we went into administration, you know, the passion that was there with the fans. I've never seen a fan base like this. I followed Newcastle United as well. They're famous for their fan base, but I honestly believe that the fans of Aldershot Town, you won't get a better fan base than this. Without a shadow of a doubt, you won't. We're very, very lucky to have the fans. And again, I thank them for everything they've done over the last few months.
How close was it? In the darkest hour, how close was this club to folding this summer?
There was times when I felt like walking away during the administration phase. You know, some of the hurdles that we were coming across and some of the, I don't know, it was a case of trying to negotiate with people. It is what it was. And, you know, I felt that I was in the chair at the wrong time when we went into administration. It's no hidden secret. I've said it on a number of occasions. We should have probably done that a few years ago rather than fighting, you know, for every penny to make this football club work. And, you know, so I was in the chair when it went into administration. And I just generally felt that I had a responsibility to be in part of the consortium to get it back to playing football, as did John and as did Shahid. And, you know, the three of us have been through a lot. And, you know, I've made two fantastic friends out of them too. So we're not just business associates now. What we've been through, you know, and I remember seeing John as a beaten man, and I put my arm around him to give him a bit of support during that administration phase. And I also remember one day when I just felt, look, is this worth it? I'm neglecting my own companies. My health was being affected. And at that stage, when I was at my lowest, I remember John and Shahid coming and just picking me up. And I think all three of us have done that over the last few months. And we are where we are now. And I'm very, very proud, extremely excited about this season coming up as well.
It's great the club has survived. It can't be neglected that a lot of people have lost money again, second time in 22 years. Yeah. How do you feel for those people who have had to give away money? I know you're one of those. Yeah. But also, what lessons must you learn? Because you're in the chair again.
This club has never been run as a business. I think that when we came out of conference football last time, I think to get out of conference football, people got emotionally attached and they threw a lot of money at it, money that needed to be paid back. So for many years, you know, with previous directors' loans and loans for the football club, this club never had a chance of actually making, you know, a good future for itself. The people, the local community, the footprint around this stadium have been absolutely impeccable. They've never been the problem. They've never been the problem. So we've got to look after our fan base and our sponsors, and we've got to communicate with them, and we've got to drive this club forward now, and we've got to have realistic targets. We've got the platform for growth. Let's accommodate that growth properly. Let's stick to our business and financial plan, and let's not get emotionally wrapped up thinking we're going to get this 10 points back this season and get promoted.
You've got to regenerate trust, haven't you, amongst the community, amongst sponsors. They come to you and say, well, I might lose my money again, possibly. And you've got to get the fans wanting to come back and see a good product and believe this club has them at heart.
Yeah, I think the run-up to the administration period, a lot of the fans would sit back and say, it wasn't a good period. I mean, not only the football was extremely poor, people were paying good money to come and watch really poor football, and there was no aftercare to them. You know, the sponsors... You know, I think the sponsors probably know now that we have got that platform to go forward, and, you know, they didn't get looked after as well as they should have been looked after, because, again, people involved in this football club were always putting out fires. They're always trying to chase every penny. We are where we want to be now, and it's exciting times. You know, we've got a realistic plan that we're going to put in place. What's successful this season? Staying in the conference. How good does that sound? We're not now saying that we're going to go and get playoffs and go to Wembley. What we're saying is we need to stay in this league. Outstanding manager who's been working tirelessly behind the scenes, and I think we've got the right guy to lead us this time as well.